out of town where drunks were sent to get dried out and sobered up. It was our responsibility to see that they had food and stayed out of trouble. Both tasks were almost impossible at times, but we kept trying. With some support from old-timers in AA, we lasted a year. This was a volunteer job, and we had little money for ourselves. When the year was up, I went over the list of drunks who had been through the place, 178 in all. I exclaimed to my partner, "Not a single one of them is sober today." "Yeah," she replied, "but you and I are." And so on that happy note, we were then married. My sponsor told me if I wanted to form a relationship with my higher power, it would be necessary for me to change. At a meeting one night, a member said, "It's not how much you drink, it's what drinking does to you." That statement changed my whole attitude. Of course, I had to surrender and accept I was an alcoholic. I had a hard time giving up the anger at my ex-wife for taking my kids, at the man who murdered my mother, and at my father for what I felt was deserting me. But these resentments eased with time as I began to comprehend my own defects of character. I became acquainted with some monks in a nearby monastery who listened to my story with some amazement and were able to help me understand myself. At the same time, my sponsor and other old-timers who had taken us under their wings loved us back to rejoin society. Gradually, the ice that was my heart melted, and I changed as my relationship with my higher power grew. Life began to take on a whole new meaning. I made what amends were possible, but knew I was